Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Feel it coming in the air, yeah. And the screams from everywhere, yeah. I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready. Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM back with you here on a Wednesday. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM. Got the Heat back in action tonight. Let's talk about it. Let's get to headlines here. Brought to us by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sport, Sorrento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. And the Heat, they will take on the Bulls tonight. 7:30 is your tip-off from United Center. 6:15 is pre-Heat. If the Heat win, they will play Friday in Atlanta against the Hawks. If they lose,
1, 2, 3, Cancun.
It's Cancun time, dude. How it's going.
I want them to win.
Yep.
Because I want them to get as many games as they can with as many people as healthy, so you can get a better idea of what you actually have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so up and down because they went from scoring 150 to not even being close. And so I don't know what you're going to get. And that's the scary part. No idea.
Yeah, you don't. And it's one of these things where the Bulls have been high powered. They've had their number. They've drubbed them. They've run them off the court 2 fourth quarters. And, Miami tried to find their way at the end there and had a disastrous situational ending in the third game with everything there on the line, with everything, for the Miami Heat to gain of having this game at home at least, and they're going to win. If they are going to get Pella and Nico, I definitely think that's a benefit to them. Andrew Wiggins sounds like, based on the quotes, it sounds like he feels a lot better than when he came back for that game. They need his defense. Got to find some way to slow this team down. But I'm with you. Like, I'm not of this element. There are, I think, a few Heat fans that are just ready for it to be over. This has been an exhausting year. It's been a weird year. Marcos is ready for it to be over. Here's the thing. If you were going to do it, you should have just lost the next 12 after losing 10. Don't come back then win 6, and you're going to be like, now I want it to be over. No, now I'll drag it out. I'll take my ass kicking from the Cavs like a man if I'm even allowed to get to that, because now I have to beat the Bulls, who I never beat, and I have to beat Trae Young, who's losing his mind on the court.
Question. Has any team won two to get in the playoffs?
I don't think they have. I don't think anybody has come out of the. I don't think they have won two to come in. I don't. Right. I definitely don't think it's come with the road.
Right.
You know, but the Heat have had to play two every.
They've had to play two. Right. But I'm asking, has anybody come out of that 9-10?
I don't think so. Right. I don't think a 9-10 has come out yet.
You know
I
why?
Don't...
Because 7 and 8 are closer to 5 and 6. And I don't just mean by numbers. I mean just by the teams. Mm-hmm. Than 9-10 are to even being anywhere near the playoffs.
Yeah.
No 9-10 has made the playoffs.
Time to make history, baby.
Really?
I'm more scared of this than I will be game 1 against the Cavs. Because of Bouzelis. I mean,
you know why you should be more scared of this? Because if they don't win here, you don't have to worry about being scared against the Cavs.
You want to know how froggy I'm going to feel, though, Leroy? If they win this, just hear me out. If I
just gave you the most important stat to pull from all this.
Those stat schmats. It hasn't been around that long.
History.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you're not like giving me March Madness when like a 16 never beat a 1.
A 16 did beat a 1.
Finally. Villanova. Yeah, like finally after years and years and years. The play-in's 3 years old.
Oh my God. Please. This is why I don't go to sporting events with you.
What?
Because you do this.
Okay, let me ask you this. If they win tonight, do you feel good against the Hawks?
Hard to say.
You're boxed in.
No, I'm not. Here's why. Because a 9 or a 10 has never made the playoffs. But even worse, this team hasn't won back-to-back games since that 6-game stretch. And every time you get your hopes up and say we're on a run, they have a stinker.
But the Heat had a really great net rating in the last 15 games of the season.
Dude, come on! If you say that again, I'm going to drive up to wherever the hell you live and chop you in the throat.
They did.
With an Americano coffee.
And say, woo, right after he chops you.
Now, was their worst game against the Bulls? Most definitely.
Dude, I appreciate your enthusiasm, right? But, like, I don't know if, like, I want the Heat to win, but I'm so mentally drained by investing so much heart and
understood
emotions into this team only to be let down in the most tragic of ways.
You walk with me, though. All right. Think of this. All right. Yeah, just take a walk with me.
Are we going to get coffee?
We went. Yeah, we're going to get. Let's take a brew. All right.
Americano.
We win tonight. All right. Then all we got to do is beat Trae Young, which Spo basically could figure out how to stop Trae Young in his sleep. Easy.
Okay.
Beat Trae Young. But just hear me out. We win that one. Then we go to Sunday in Cleveland. Cleveland. Fat Cat Syndrome thinks the nine is walking in here.
Will you stop?
The Heat take game one. Just hear me out. They take game one on the road.
So you're telling me that you feel good against the Cavs who have won, 20-plus games more than you?
I'm not saying we feel good against the Cavs. I'm just saying.
Hey, the Cavs could make the playoffs with the difference in y'all wins.
That's fine. I mean, we split with them this year, so like they're not like juggernauts. We're not scared of them. But all we need, Leroy.
Did you split?
Just talk about being scared of Vucevic.
Wait, how many times you played Cleveland?
Twice.
Three times.
Four? I think four. Did we play four?
I know you won once. I don't think you won a second game after that.
Hard to say.
No, it's easy to say because it's easy to look up.
If we would have had the opportunity to play four against them, which we will split on Sunday. And all I'm saying, Leroy.
So you've already, the stat that we've thrown at you, no 9-10 has made the playoffs.
Yeah, but your stat is rooted in something 3 years old. It's not that big a deal.
Still a stat.
Yeah, okay. And but I say the eight makes the finals with the Heat, and you're like, anomaly. So
right.
So what? I don't believe in stats. Stats are for losers.
We know when you have a hot take, you don't care about the stats if it proves you wrong.
You'll use the stats if it proves you right. I just want to be clear here.
Yeah.
If we're here Monday and the Heat are riding a three-game losing streak,
This is going to be over.
No. If they're riding a three-game win streak. If we're riding a three-game win streak and we beat the Bulls and we beat the Hawks and we take game one, you might as well not come in on Monday, dude, because I am going to be insufferable.
You're going to be insufferable
because we know.
Let
me just tell you something, and Scooby knows this too. We're three wins away from having home court advantage. Three wins away from home court advantage.
How many times have you won more than three games all year?
Well, they did have a six-game winning streak.
Yeah, no, so that's once.
Mm-hmm.
Twice.
Yeah.
So they've only won three games in an 82-game season.
Different animal.
Twice.
Different animal.
So what, Scooby's going to go from that to a German Shepherd, right? That's what's going to happen? Scooby's going to
go outside and start lifting his leg to pee and jumping over fences.
He's going
to
be a wolf.
Yeah.
He's out of the event.
Toby, let me ask you this. Are you saying
this? But little dogs, they just kind of lift it up like this. They don't go full Leroy. Splits.
Because I know Marcus would be jumping in and, you know, fanning the flames and getting Tobin started. So I got to bring you in reality.
Mm-hmm.
Are you afraid at the possibility, a good possibility, that tonight might be your final Heat, like, post-game recap and season would be over? So that's why you're trying to build this and manifest this so that you can get – because this is why I wore the shirt. I wore the shirt to try to bring up – conjure some great emotions and feelings of the last time you guys were in a playing game and you guys were not expected to win.
I'm telling you, Vlad, tonight is a game I fear more than the Cavs because they don't look like they have this team figured out. And even listening to Tyler yesterday, we'll play him coming up in 15 minutes of Heat. He doesn't really even feel like a grasp with it. Like, he doesn't accept the fact that they've lost to the Bulls. And I'm worried about that. I feel like there's a cockiness and an arrogance to that, which I think he needs to get right with whatever the hell is going on with him. And he needs to accept the fact that Josh Giddey has taken his cookies and get things right. But what I'm telling you right now is, if we win tonight, I am very comfortable with the idea that we're definitely beating the Hawks. That's like, write that up.
Tobin, isn't this the Heat season for you to beat the Bulls tonight just to lose to the Hawks on Friday?
No.
Put up Steven's quote. This is awesome. Toby drinking a Vente cup with DeLugiano.
I'm telling you, we win tonight.
Dude, come on.
We win tonight.
Why everybody got to have that one friend?
What?
That don't act like they ain't got no damn sense.
Dude, I'm telling you right now.
Usually they don't.
Nobody is picking the Hawks to beat the Heat on Friday. They got to win tonight. We win tonight.
What are you talking about Friday?
If we win tonight.
Like, how terrified are you tonight?
I just told you I was terrified.
Okay, then why are you blowing by it? Like,
because I'm allowed to be big picture. These people who want to say, we got to take it one game at a time. I'm telling you right now, we win tonight, we might as well just take game one.
Take game one of what? Cleveland?
Yeah.
Wait, so you win tonight, you're automatic. Like, forget Atlanta. Like, you might as well just. Like, simulate the game.
Might as well. Trae Young doesn't even want to be there. Trust me. He wants to
get you guys ready for Sunday night, 7 p.m. against the Cavs. And then you're going to win that.
If we win tonight, all right, tonight's going to be a bear. It's going to be crazy. We're going to need everything tonight. It's going to be the longest 48 minutes of your life. But we win tonight. If the boys are actually able to get it done, and I believe we have Nikola Jovic back, so we will. We win tonight. You might as well just put us up 1-0 in the series against the Cavs because it's happening, dude. I don't know if we'll win. We'll see. But I know we'll be up 1-0.
Oh, if you win tonight and Friday, you're going to be up 1-0. That's what you're saying after Sunday.
100%.
See, this is what I love about Tobin, because you know why? He's giving himself a bridge. Because if they are playing after Sunday, hey, not many people thought we were going to win. Not many people thought we were going to be in the eight seed.
That's funny.
So he's already saying, listen, man, I understand Leroy. I'm beginning to understand. I get it. You're good, Tobin.
Now?
You're good. No. No. The silly sauces I get, you know, that's from the minute he opens his mouth. But you got to understand what he considers his, him being a genius of how, listen, I'm the only one who believed that they could beat the Bulls. Remember, the Bulls were beating them all the time, but I believe they can. And not only did I believe they could beat the Bulls, I knew we beat Trae Young and the Hawks. So then, therefore, if he wins those two games, it's another week of him to talk heat. So another week of him to talk heat, the more he can manifest things of happening. And if it happens, like it did not too long ago.
They have – we do not have playoff Jimmy, and that's true. But we got something else.
Oh, boy. You see, here we go. It's starting already. He's – rev the engine.
He was waiting for this part.
Rev the engine. Here we go.
We got playoff Pella.
Which is basically Timu Jimmy.
Minus one.
Not even. It's like Cracker Barrel Jimmy.
I'll tell you one thing that you don't have to have any delusion over, and that is great dry cleaning. You know, Leroy, I was just broadcasting the other day, and I was suited and booted doing the dirty boxing, and I needed to get my suit cleaned after it was done. There was only one man for the job. That's our boy R over at A&T Dry Cleaners, the best dry cleaning in all of South Florida. You can call or text him anytime, 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. They'll take care of you, Leroy.
That is correct. They've been around 40 years. They're family-owned and run, and they all keep it in the family. They can do same-day sewing. They have a seamstress on site.
Or a seamstress.
Mama Ara. So you know you're getting the best care for your clothes. They can pick up your order, drop it off. Mm-hmm. Prom season is coming. You know all those girls, they went and got the dresses. You need them hemmed in, taken in. You got to have them fitting right. They can take care of you. Guys, you know you got that suit from last year. You had it hemmed last year. You grew an inch. Don't go out there with your ankles out. Let Ira hook you up. Let the pants back down so your pants touch your shoes.
Unless that's your look that you're ankles. Unless it's the look you're going for. Like maybe they even want to go with the Euro look.
No, we
you
ain't Euros.
No, what do you mean, dude?
We
you
ain't Euros.
Some are. Maybe there's a Slovenian who wants to go to the dance.
No, Fonz wears those little short things, and I make fun of him. He said, that's the style. You're lucky you're tall and skinny. You can get away with it. But if you can't, we got somebody for you. They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beaches. He's a fan of the show, and he wants to take care of us.
That's right. If you guys mentioned Tobin and Leroy, A&T Dry Cleaner.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
25% off your order. They'll take care of you. So go check it on out. Call or text them today, 954-610-938.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8-3 A&T Dry Cleaners. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to 15 minutes of heat here. Brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. 7:30 is your tip-off tonight from the United Center. Heat and Bulls. Miami 0-for this year against Chicago. Oh, those fourth quarters against Chicago. My God. They got outscored 39-21 in the first game they played them in the fourth quarter. 36-20 in the second game that they played. Good God. Those are rough endings, Leroy.
I mean, we've been seeing it all year. So, I mean, why are you shocked now after 82 games of it?
They have been an awful fourth quarter team, but those ones particularly stood out this year. To me.
I've never watched a team that I followed or liked more than I've had to watch this team because the game's never over.
Never over. Terrible record.
It's gut-wrenching.
Their record in clutch games, bad. And Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero led the league in clutch minutes this year. Tyler Hero had the worst field goal percentage of clutch players this year with at least 50 shots. I believe he shot 30.8% from the field.
Who's the best?
Oof, I gotta look that up. I'm not sure who the best is. I could find that for you, but I don't have that off the top of my head.
We used to always say who you want to shoot the last shot, and we go with the name without fully realizing how good or bad they are at that moment.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I understand. It is one of those things where you're just like, Jesus.
Like, it sounds good to pick LeBron. I mean, to pick Kobe over LeBron or LeBron over Jordan or whatever. And the numbers, who don't lie, if they don't come in your favor, you just say, I don't care.
Yeah, it's something, man. Here is Tyler Hero. This was him on this upcoming matchup against Chicago. And he says that he thinks the Heat should have beat the Bulls every time this year. This is what Boy Wonder had to say on the matchup.
I feel like we should have won all three games that we've played. I think we've won almost every quarter in every game except one quarter. You know, so it's a matter of a 48-minute game plan. And sticking to it and, you know, being consistent to the game plan for the full length of the game.
So sick of Nikola Jokic being good at everything. 56.2% in clutch time.
Who, Nico?
Yeah, Joker.
Oh, Joker. Oh, Nikola.
Isn't it just enough of him already?
I mean, that's who's number two?
I don't know. I'm just like looking based on all these because the stats are a little wonky because some guys are messed up based on like number.
Okay, gotcha.
You know?
Gotcha.
Like, if you want a star, I'll give you a star. Just like, Your boy Cat's actually pretty good in clutch, Vlad.
Yeah, but nobody's better than Brunson, apparently, in clutch minutes.
Jalen Brunson,
it's like third.
51.5% in field goal percentage in the clutch. If you want to go total clutch points, he's second.
Yeah, because like there's a that most clutch award that the league came up with, where like Steph won it last year, and I think De'Aaron Fox won it the year prior. So yeah, it's a big.
He fell off planet Earth.
No, he didn't.
I mean, he didn't. His team did.
You know what? I don't want to say that. De'Aaron Fox, I'm going to say, is this. He was loyal to his coach. This organization tried to put smut on his name. He wasn't falling for it. And he got to a better situation and a better, brighter future. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to say he fell off because it wasn't by his own doing.
I would say the team.
It wasn't by his own doing.
Situation.
You know, right. The team tried to put smut on his name.
It'll be interesting because if Stephon Castle wins Rookie of the Year right after Victor Wembanyama wins Rookie of the Year, can you consider them a big three? Will Rich Paul consider De'Aaron Fox part of their big three? I just want to know. Will that be the case?
That's still bothering him right now.
I just want to know. I have no problem doing it. I have no problem doing it. Call him a big three all you want. I just want to make sure that we're good with that. Is that okay?
It's hard to have a big three when guys are still trying to get paid.
It is. It's one of those.
You know what I mean? Like, it's easy to do that once you get the bag, and then you have to kind of change your role. But if you got to change your role and it results in you not getting that max, that's a whole different conversation.
I need to see guys diving on the floor tonight. I need Davion Mitchell getting this team fired up. I can't because they're gonna if I see. Just leakouts and they're going to get baskets in 4 seconds and outlet passes. Like, dude, they're going to have to make this ugly. This whole dancing with the fire nonsense Spo is talking about. I don't know what he's talking about.
They've been dancing with razor blades.
Like a sword.
And losing.
Ninja stars.
Chainsaws.
Yeah.
Are they a private dancer? Because I like to know.
I don't know, dude. I'm just saying. Like, whatever they've been dancing with, they losing.
Ugh. Whole different meaning when they say, go put hero in the corner.
And then there is another playing game tonight. You got Wizards and
Mavericks
and Kings.
You stop. Mavericks and Kings.
Ain't nobody watching that game. Not even a gambling.
Who's the other one?
Mavericks and Kings. That's it.
Nobody cares about that game.
Mavericks and Kings.
I will say this. I would want Sacramento to win because I would want to watch Sacramento Memphis in a, you know, winner gets the 8 seed to lose to OKC.
Is there a particular reason you just like that matchup?
I just think the matchup would be better than watching Dallas against Memphis. Like, Dallas has nothing to play. I feel like, you know, and Nico, I felt bad for Nico yesterday. I still do this trade all over again. Who had a worse GM press conference, Nico or Chris Greer?
Nico.
Well, I think it has to be Nico, right? Because Chris Greer.
It has to be because you gave away a generational talent. And that right there, like, you can say as much as you want about, you know, what Chris Greer is doing, right? And I have been along the lines of the kind of the same way the Mavs have felt with them trading Luka, that you draft talent, everybody's complaining about your draft. Then when you finally get some guys that actually, you know, are your own, you let them walk.
You got an entire city chanting your name to be fired. Like, Chris Greer's had it bad. Yep. He's never had it that
while
bad.
While cheering for the guy that came back.
Yep. It's rough.
I've never seen that. I mean, every time Luka made a bucket, they were cheering.
We'll take a break, wrap things up on the other side, get some final thoughts on tonight's action. And Matthew Tkachuk apparently hinting that the comeback is near. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy. taking you up until 2 here on the program. If you miss any of today's show, you can get it on the Tobin and Leroy podcast on the Audacy app. You can spell that A-U-D-A-C-Y in your app store. Follow Tobin and Leroy and make us your favorite show today. You get us on all your podcast platforms. And you guys can watch us back on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. You guys can also watch Sports Day there as well, which you guys can catch Vlad on. Appreciate Vlad stepping in for Froggy today. And all your other shows, Hockman and Crowder there as well. We'll get Joe Rose on there eventually. I'm going to convince him. I'm going to get him on that video.
On Twitch.
I'm going to get him on that video.
Good luck.
We make fun of Leroy being old, but Joe is old.
Let's get to a little cat talk here, brought to us by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Matthew Tkachuk was on Up and Adams this morning with Kay Adams and says that he has been skating full go, Leroy, for a couple of days now. So he feels like he's not allowed to say if he's coming back or not, but you can see in that Matthew Tkachuk smile that we're all so familiar with that he feels very good about making his return. According to George Richards of Florida Hockey Now, the Panthers have a full practice tomorrow morning, and Matthew Tkachuk is expected to join the Panthers for that. So that is exciting. Oh, I can't wait to see him, Bennett, and Marchand. Oh, that's going to be fun.
How long before they all fight?
Each other?
No.
Oh.
Anybody on the other team?
Oh, immediately. It's going to be it's going to be antagonizing right off the bat, but it is going to be cool to have everybody, you know, this whole grind to the end of the season, the Panthers having their spot. We got a rivalry series to start things off, and you know, you're getting reinforcements in the middle of that series. I mean, I feel like the pop for Ekblad's going to be huge when he's out there on the ice, game 3.
Oh, yeah.
Woo. Very exciting.
I'll tell you what. You know when I'll get excited when I see how much difference these guys make. You know what I mean? Like when I see a different level of hockey that they're playing because they got their guys back, then I'll be like, okay, all right, here we go.
Matthew Tkachuk said, it's been a very good last couple of days on the ice. I've only been on the ice for a couple of days for legit skates. I'm trying to peak sometime around game 1. Looking forward to it. George reports that Panthers are going to have hard practices on Thursday and Friday with a intensity
is that
lighter
skate?
One. I think it's a punitive skate, dude. I think it's a pre-playoff punitive skate. And then a breezy practice on Saturday.
Skate? Can you skate?
Yeah, I can skate. Why are you like? What is that look? I can skate,
Leroy.
I can't do a pirouette, but I can skate.
Why you said he's Scott Hamilton here or Brian Bertano?
Yeah, I mean, but I'm not falling like a baby deer out there on the ice.
No, he's not young blood.
I gotta put the wrist things on.
You do?
Oh God!
Well, we're black. We're not used to ice.
But I,
no, when I was in college, I could skate really well.
Yeah, I mean,
my legs
for
just
somebody from Louisiana,
my body.
Yes, yeah. Compared to everybody, yeah, from somebody from Louisiana, probably yes. Compared to everybody else,
I live with hockey players,
right?
So
they know how to skate.
Yeah. You no, I didn't know how to skate like that.
Right, you were just okay for a kid from out of Louisiana. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It sounds like the Panthers, according to George, are going to debut. The series is going to open up on Sunday.
Yes,
I would imagine because I mean.
Flat's not working.
The Lightning still have another game.
They play Thursday night against the Rangers. So there's no way. There's going to be – so from what my understanding is this, there's going to be like maybe a series or two begin on Saturday. And probably most likely it's going to be the Canadian teams because of hockey night in Canada. That's a big thing on Saturdays. And then Sunday we'll have a couple of series, maybe 3 to 4. And then you might have one series that begins on Monday. So the series will begin on Saturday. The playoffs will begin on Saturday, but I don't think every series is going to be played on a weekend because of the schedule.
Dude, that year where the Panthers and the Heat were both making runs to the finals, 23? That was the most exhausting summer most fun, but most exhausting because every other night there's the most high stakes games every night. You're just like, oh my God. And then, I mean, forget the fact that the Panthers were like winning every game in overtime too. So like these games were going so damn long.
It was,
so
you're talking about those
triple overtime games,
especially when they went out west.
No, when they played Carolina.
Carolina, dude.
That Boston Carolina back to back was crazy.
Oh my God, it was insane. Oh my God, that was insane. Those
did they play like three overtime games in a row? Then like game 7 against Boston, game 1 against Carolina, and then game 2.
I know, like, I watch sports and I can feel the angst of the situation from just being in sports. There is absolutely no level of angst that I could feel to make up for overtime hockey.
No.
And the immediacy of it and how quick it goes from offense to defense and defense to offense and game over.
So scared of everything.
Oh my goodness. Am I the only Panthers fan that hates seeing them on a power play?
Yes. But I know why you do, because you hate the shorthanded goal.
I've been saying this for 2 years, right? They give up more shorties than anybody.
They give up 17 this year.
17 shorties. You're supposed to have an advantage. You know why? Because they throw all them offensive guys on the field, on the ice, and they asses can't play no defense.
You're not supposed to play defense. You're supposed to have the power play. You're supposed to keep it on your side.
Yeah, but
exactly. That's the whole point.
I mean, and not only that, 2-on-1s. You have a man advantage, and they get a breakaway with 2-on-1. How is that even possible? You got an extra man.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be a breakaway. I apologize.
You're not helping.
Heat back on the hardwood tonight. You, of course, can hear that right here on 560 WQAM. That gets going at 7:30. And, of course, 6:15 preheat with Alejandro Solana.
So this is a must win, right? Absolutely, right? Everything.
The mustiest of the must win.
Dave South is at it again.
Probably because they're Augusta.
Probably because they're so aggressive. They got to be careful dancing with fire.
I mean, I know the Panthers like weeding, like to dancing, like to weeding start the fire, but the Heat like dancing in the fire.
I don't know. Can you play that one more time, Vlad? For those who don't know what we're referring to in the first hour of the show, we played this cut from Eric Spoelstra from practice.
It's a whopper.
And this is his thoughts on dealing with the Bulls' high-powered offense that has given the Heat so much trouble this year.
Look, we don't want to play a prevent offense or a prevent-type game. We want to attack this game. And, you know, you can dance with the fire, but you got to be smart about it. Because, you know, getting relief points, you know, for us is also important. And we don't want to play just a snail's pace to try to slow them down. They'll still score. You know, or find ways to get, you know, that ball up the court. So, again, who can control the game? Who can impose their will? We know what their will is. We know what their game is. We have to be able to get to ours.
Can I just say this?
Incredible.
Has anybody ever said they won against fire? No.
Wait, say that again?
Has anybody ever said they won messing with fire?
Maybe Captain Planet?
I mean, do you count like those wackos with Tony Robbins who walk over the coals?
Aquaman had to say he won against fire.
Oh, okay, yeah. And Superman.
Yeah.
And Captain Marvel.
Of course.
And, yeah, okay. I'm talking about
in real life? Nobody's saying they're dancing with fire.
Right. You ain't never won. Nobody's never won with fire.
Who's going to foreplay with fire?
Fire always gets somebody hurt.
I did see a guy at Santa's Enchanted Forest who was an acrobat.
The fact that you're saying Santa's Enchanted Forest.
I'm not lying. That's Santa's Enchanted Forest. That
was eating the fire?
He was juggling fire. He was juggling fire.
So but basically he's dancing with fire?
I assume that's what Spo means with, like, I mean, like, dancing with fire. Like, what does that mean? I don't understand it.
Like, Yeah, how do you dance with fire? Like,
I'm assuming those are like when you
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna put fire. I'm gonna get a mop. And I'm gonna get a towel, and I'm gonna light it on fire, and I'm gonna dance with it.
That's like a Polynesian.
I think you
thing,
have
yeah?
to do that. Yeah, like you would have to take it. Yeah,
right?
Get a broom, get a towel, a wet towel, and then you know light it up, and then see how it works.
Man, well,
because I know what's gonna happen. Big Spoon gonna come out there and say, "What the hell are you doing? Stop playing with that fire!"
No, you know what you could say?
What?
It's a closed set.
It's a closed set. It's a closed set.
Hey, or you can also say.
But I wasn't. But see, here's the thing:
you're not a pro.
I wasn't dancing with fire there.
What? You were just playing with fire. Same thing.
You weren't dancing.
I wasn't. Same thing.
Let me tell you something. When you threw that fire in that hat, that you wasn't dancing with it.
No, I'm telling you right now, dude. I was fine.
Dude, okay. If you were fine, if you were fine. Hey, how come Mrs. Tobin had no idea what you were doing?
Oh, she doesn't need to know everything. Everybody enjoy your day. We will, of course, have reaction to the Heat tomorrow. Lots of angst going into tonight. We'll see if they can keep their season going, and we will talk to you guys on Thursday.